What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here you are, Engaging Heaven Today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day on this incredible Tuesday. Thank you for tuning in, following along with us on this devotional. So if you need to pick it up, pick it up. I know you'll be blessed by it either way. Today is August 9th, and we are talking about abide. Love it. Abide. Scripture's found in John 15. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you'll ask whatever you desire and it will be done for you. John 15, verse 7. Earlier in John 15, 4, Jesus makes it clear that we'll be fruitless unless we're abiding in him. But verse 7 offers an incredible promise. Did you catch it? Whatever we desire will be done. The Father will be glorified. We will bear a lot of fruit and we will be his disciples. All simply from abiding in him. Bearing fruit comes from abiding. That's the opposite of what the world teaches, that we need to hustle and grind away if we want to get ahead or even catch up. But Jesus didn't say to strive. He didn't say to push. He didn't say you need to go out and make things happen. He said, abide. He wants you to spend time with him, to rest in him, and only then will you bear meaningful fruit in your life. Engaging heaven. Life's full of hard work. Are you first and foremost abiding in God so that your hard work actually makes a difference? Yeah, really incredible thought today. Fruit comes through abiding. Faith is increased through abiding, not striving. You know, that can be tricky for people because, you know, how many people do you know that I know they're going to school to get a better degree, or they are furthering their education somehow, or they're climbing a corporate ladder, or they're in a learning curve for something they need to learn for, you know, a position they're going to have one day. You know, the world is not telling you this. The world's telling you work harder, fight harder, strive. And yet the Lord says, I want to give you fruit that remains. And the only thing I'm requiring of you is that you abide. That's tough. I mean, that's literally the opposite of what everything else will speak to you. And in the Christian space, which is our only space, the reality is there's no other way. You know, I always get disheartened when I see, you know, 5 steps to this, 10 steps to this, just read this book, you can get this. If you just do this, go to this conference. And all those things are incredible. But if we're not abiding, they're pointless, right? If you're not abiding in the vine and spending time with the Lord and making room in your life for what he wants to do, then what's the point of all the things you're trying to do? You know, it's only through faith, it's only through abiding that we increase in the spirit realm. And it's so easy to get caught in doing this in your own strength. There's such a fine line between, you know, flesh and faith. I mean, it's just some people, even if you've seen successes in life or ministry or, you know, being used by God, it's danger. Because there's a point you start to think that you can do this in your own strength and then you start to fall. It's abiding. The way in is the way on, ladies and gentlemen. God has a plan for your life. He wants you to do mighty things. But it's not outside of abiding. And it's definitely not outside of you surrendering all. Like, that isn't like a one-time theme. It's a message of our ministry, of our life, for sure. We want to live this way. But it's not like, it's not one time. It's like, all right, I did it. Let me check it off the list. No, living surrendered is a heart condition, man. It's a state of a life that you live in. And then you constantly realize that it's not him, but it's us. I mean, you know, that it's not us, but him moving through our lives. That was so backwards, that caught me for a minute. You realize that it's not us, but it's him moving in and through our lives, but it's what he wants to do and when he wants to do it. And so, you know, abiding is important. Today, I want us to walk away from that. I want us to realize that the places the Lord wants to bring you, what he wants to do in your life is going to require abiding. It's going to require abiding. And it's resting in him, abiding in him. And more importantly, he said, abide in me and let my words abide in you. So now we have to allow his words to abide in us, which is the word of God, right? We talked a little bit about it yesterday. So we're abiding in him. What does that even look like? Spending time with the Lord, being mindful of him, praying, talking to God, being in his word. That's abiding in Jesus, living in his presence, right? Worshiping, praying, like abiding in Jesus. And then his words, right? The things that he says to us, they abide in us, right? Let abide in me and my words abide in you. And we must have the word of God in us, not a one-time scripture read, but like devouring it every day, like living in a place where God is like, you know, moving so powerfully and every word becomes life to our soul. Like that's the place of reading the Bible and allowing it to transform your life. So today, that's what the Lord wants us to know. We have to abide. If you abide in me, my words abide in you. Not only did he say you would bear fruit that remains, but he said, whatsoever you ask. That's a powerful place to be, which truthfully, I don't think a lot of people get to be honest with you. When most Christians think, ask whatever you want, it'll be done for you. Man, he ain't talking about you because he ain't talking about your flesh. This isn't James Levesque outside of the presence or, you know, Mary Smith outside of the presence. What do you want? No, in his presence, abiding in him, in the word, in fellowship with the Father. Yes. Why don't you go ahead and ask whatever you desire? Why? My desires are different. When you're abiding, your desires are different. He's talking to abiders and he's saying, abide in me. And then you'll be in a place, whatever, soever you ask will be done for you. Powerful thought today. That's it for today. Of course, get the devotional, follow along with us every day, and get ready. And then of course this weekend, we got a powerful weekend coming up here in Florida. You can watch us live stream on the Engaging Heaven Madeira Beach page. We love all of you so much. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for rocking with Engage Heaven today. I'm out.